Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. As we look ahead to the first day of spring 1 week from today, let's thaw out and warm up with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, I have a hunch most Americans would rate this winter as colder than usual, right?
Well, not actually. 51% of Americans, as a specific response to your question, Dave, say yes, it was colder than usual, but that number was 66% last winter. So we've had a drop in 15 percentage points of the number of Americans who say it was colder, and that's caused to some significant degree because people in the Midwest and South, particularly this year, are less likely to say it was cold. And out there in the West, Dave, they're actually considerably more likely to say it was warmer than usual. So when you average all that together, even though we got very cold here in February, on average, Americans are not as likely to say it was colder than usual now than last year. We did follow up because this is important. A lot of times when we have these weather extremes, people say this is due to human-caused climate change. So we actually ask Americans who thought it was colder or warmer than usual, what is this due to? And we had less than half who said it was colder that said it was at all related to human-caused climate change. It was just normal variations. But about half of those who said it was warmer than usual were willing to say, yes, this is a result of global warming.
Let's bid adieu to both winter weather and flu season. And with that, let's talk about public perceptions about not just the flu, but all vaccines.
Yeah, that's very controversial. As you well know, a lot of discussion about possible injurious impact of having children vaccinated. Most official medical groups, the pediatric associations, scientists, and others say there's nothing to that. Vaccinations are very important, but there's still a small percentage of people who have raised that issue. We had asked about it way back in 2001 and just asked about it again, and we've actually had a drop in the percent of Americans who say it is extremely important that parents get their children vaccinated. So this may be the result of a lot of this controversy, a downtick in Americans' perceptions about how important it is, although the big majority of Americans still say it's important. Also, Dave, we have specifically 6%, that's the number, 6% of Americans who say yes, they personally think that certain vaccines cause autism in children. And that's been one of the most controversial of these accusations about vaccines that have been out there in the news.
Frank, let's turn to politics. Hillary Clinton much in the news this week. And as we look at her and the entire slate of potential presidential aspirants, does it much matter to the public as we factor in a deteriorating faith in government writ large?
Well, it may matter, Dave, but clearly Americans would say, regardless of who's in charge, regardless of who's president, deteriorating faith in government is a major, major issue. New surveys continue to come out showing how overall Americans' confidence in governmental institutions have dropped, something we've been showing for a number of years now. Also, when we look at Congress approval, it's way down, of course, very low. And when we ask Americans, as we do each month, what's the most important problem facing the country, dysfunctional government, inability of government to work well, is now the number one problem in the country. Now, that's caused in part because there's good news. Americans are less likely to mention the economy, and problems with jobs is the top problem. But nevertheless, dysfunctional government remains there at the top of the list when Americans are asked to talk about what's the most important problem facing the country.
So with that shift where the economy is typically number one, but now it's underneath dysfunction in government, are Americans perhaps more satisfied with the way things are going in the country?
They have been a little more satisfied all year. We're up at about a third, 31%, 32% of Americans who say they are satisfied. Everything is relative is what this shows, Dave, because that number was down to the 20% last year. I think with the rising economy getting better, we've seen that satisfaction number come up. And clearly it's not as bad as the all-time low of 7% or even 11% satisfaction that we've had within the last several years. But when you look at it, to have only a third of Americans satisfied in general with the way things are going in this country on an absolute basis, that's not a very good report card at all.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.